Hello, friends. Welcome to the Seed Pod for Kids. Thank you for joining me today as we spend time with our friend Jesus. Spending time with Jesus is the best way to start your day. Let's begin our time together praising Him. Did you know that Jesus is our friend? He loves us. He saves us. He will be with us to the end of the world when He comes to take us home. I'm so glad, aren't you?
'Tis so sweet to trust in Jesus, just to take Him at His word, just to rest upon His promise, just to know the saith the Lord. Jesus, Jesus, how I trust Him, how I prove Him o'er and o'er. Jesus, Jesus, precious Jesus, oh, for grace to trust Him more. I'm so glad I learned to trust Thee, precious Jesus, Savior, friend, and I know that Thou art with me, will be with me to the end. Jesus, Jesus, how I trust Him, how I prove Him o'er and o'er. Jesus, Jesus, precious Jesus, oh, for grace to trust Him more.
Hi, boys and girls. We're finishing up this week learning about Paul and Barnabas. And what had just happened last time? Paul had healed a crippled man in Lystra. That crippled man was so excited and people were amazed. Now, I encouraged you last time to get a map or look at a map in the back of a Bible, if you have a Bible Times map, and to kind of chart the course or follow where Paul and Barnabas were traveling when they were sharing about Jesus to the different cities. That is really helpful because it makes it a little more real. Sometimes we think, oh, they went here and they went there and they went here and they went there. But when you really figure out, oh, this is how many kilometers it was. This is what the road looks like today. This is what it looked like back then. You can be able to kind of put yourself in that situation. And it really makes the Bible come alive because these aren't fake stories. These are real stories talking about real places and real people's lives who were changed. Let's bow our heads and pray that the Holy Spirit will be with us as we learn more from this lesson. Lord, thank you so much for this time we get to spend together and with you. Please give us your Spirit and help us to be more like you in Jesus' name. Amen. Through the ministry of Paul, Jesus had just healed a crippled man at Lystra. And while the heathen people shouted their excitement, Paul and Barnabas went to rest for a while at the place where they were staying. But you know what happened? Suddenly everything changed. They heard music and shouting outside. When Paul and Barnabas went to see what was happening, they heard the people were calling them by the names of heathen gods. That's not good. Those heathen people who had seen this miracle thought that two of their heathen gods had come down from heaven, and the people were wild with excitement. Their priest came to offer a sacrifice to honor Paul and Barnabas. Oh no, this is terrible. Look at Acts chapter 14, verse 11 through 13. We're going to read through today, so keep your Bible open in Acts chapter 14 once you find it, and we're going to read through this story together, okay? Acts chapter 14, and then we're going to start today with verse 11, 12, and 13. Let's see what that says.
Now when the people saw what Paul had done, they raised their voices, saying in Lyconian language, "The gods have come down to us in the likeness of men." And Barnabas, they called Zeus, and Paul, Hermes, because he was the chief speaker. Then the priests of Zeus, whose temple was in front of their city, brought oxen and garlands to the gates, intending to sacrifice with the multitudes.
So Barnabas they called Zeus, and Paul they called Hermes. Did you know that I knew of a miniature horse named Zeus? Which is kind of funny because Zeus is supposed to be this super strong, all-powerful god. Not a real god, but that's what people believe. And so you have this little tiny horse that's called Zeus. And he liked to try to live up to his name, but he was small and he was shorter than my waist. So he was pretty small. And his name was Zeus. So that was kind of funny. So every time I see Zeus, I think of this little horse. Okay. So they named Paul and Barnabas after these two gods. Strong, powerful, amazing. They're like, if he went and healed this man of being crippled, obviously he's a god. So let's worship him. Well, Paul and Barnabas tore their clothes to show how they felt about what was happening. Because who should be the only one who gets our worship? God. Not other men. Not angels. God. As they rushed into the crowd, Paul shouted, "We aren't gods! We're just men like you! We've come to tell you about the true God!" Look at verse 14 and 15.
But when the apostles Barnabas and Paul heard this, they tore their clothes and ran in among the multitude, crying out and saying, "Men, why are you doing these things? We are also men from the same nature as you, and preach to you that you should turn from these useless things to the living God, who made the heaven, the earth, the sea, and all things that are in them."
Have you ever seen a big crowd of people, and they are very loud, and they're shouting, and they're dancing, and they're just really, really loud? It's hard if you don't have a big microphone to get people to be quiet. I don't know if you've ever been in like a potluck room where in the fellowship hall or the area where you're going to eat and everyone's talking and the person who's in charge wants to pray to bless the meal and they're yelling and then pretty soon somebody does that whistle, you know, where they put their fingers in their mouth. They go, "I can't whistle," so it's kind of pointless. But that's just for a small room for potluck to pray so that everyone can eat. Everyone wants to stop so that they can pray so that they can eat. This was a huge, like, festival where everyone's shouting and they're yelling and they're dancing and they're offering sacrifices and they're treating Paul and Barnabas like a god. And that was not okay. At last, the people stopped the celebration, but it wasn't easy. Look at verse 18. It says they could scarcely restrain. That means it was hard to stop the multitude from sacrificing to them. Everyone finally calmed down, but it was hard. And then, do you think that the people were happy? Actually, later on, those same exact people who had wanted to worship them decided that they would kill Paul. Why? Who did Satan use to so quickly change the minds of those heathen people? Look at the very next verse, verse 19. Acts chapter 14, verse 19.
Then Jews from Antioch and Iconium came there, and having persuaded the multitudes, they stoned Paul and dragged him out of the city, supposing him to be dead.
Uh-oh. Here comes trouble. There are Jews from a different area who got on their hiking shoes and got their backpacks, and they started out to find out where Paul and Barnabas were so that they could stop their teaching. Those are the ones who persuaded the multitude to stone Paul and drag him out of the city. You know, some of the people in Lystra had accepted Jesus. They were loyal and true to him. And now Jesus did another miracle. How did he show that it was not time for Paul to stop being his powerful missionary? Look at verse 20.
However, when the disciples gathered around him, he rose up and went into the city. And the next day he departed with the Barnabas to Derbe.
Here he was stoned. They supposed he was dead. And then the believers come and gather around him and he gets up and walks right back into the city. Oh, wow! Did Jesus work a miracle? Yes, he did. It was time for Paul and Barnabas to move on, and the very next day, they left Lystra. There have been some pretty crazy things that happened to Paul and Barnabas that we learned about this last week, right? Barnabas was preaching in Antioch. He needed some help, so he went and called Paul, and Paul came and helped him. They would travel around telling people about Jesus, and one Roman proconsul, who was like a Roman officer, he wanted to know, and then remember about Elymas? Yeah, he was a sorcerer, and he didn't like what was happening, so what did he do? He tried to stop him, but Paul had him blinded, and the proconsul believed. They healed a man who was crippled. They were worshipped as gods and idols, and then they said no, and then he went and got stoned. It's been a crazy week, hasn't it? But you know what? Through it all, I have seen that Jesus was with them. Jesus was helping them. Jesus was strengthening them. He gave them the Holy Spirit to help them to know what to say, to help them to know what to do, to give them wisdom to know when to go, when to stay, where to go, where to stay. Isn't Jesus amazing? He wants to have a relationship with you, boys and girls, a relationship with me that helps others to see how kind and good and loving he is. I love Jesus, don't you? Lord, we love you so much, and we're so thankful for your guidance. Thank you that you guided Paul and Barnabas, and thank you that you want to guide us. You want us to hear your word behind us saying, this is the way, walk in it. We pray that we will walk in your path, in your footsteps. Thank you for your love and your care, for your wisdom and your grace, and especially your forgiveness. We want to live with you forever in heaven. Amen. It's our last day for our memory verse, John chapter 14, verse 27. Let's sing this as loud as we can.
John 14:27.
Bible story material used in today's devotional podcast has been used with permission from My Bible First. If you would like your own copy, please visit My Bible First at www.mybiblefirst.org or call 877-242-5317. For more information about this program and others like it, check out the description below.